Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Data Visualization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore best practices in data visualization, different types of visualizations and their applications, and how to create impactful dashboards. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create effective data visualizations that communicate insights clearly, enhancing your ability to present data-driven decisions. Main content: best practices in data visualization. Creating effective data visualizations is about more than just presenting data. It's about conveying a message clearly and compellingly. Here are some best practices to keep in mind. Know your audience. Tailor your visualizations based on who will be viewing them. A technical audience may appreciate more detailed charts, while non-technical stakeholders may benefit from simpler visuals. Simplify your message, avoid clutter. Focus on key data points that support the story you want to tell. Limit the number of data series in a single visualization to prevent confusion. Use appropriate chart types. Different types of charts serve different purposes. For example, line charts are great for showing trends over time, while bar charts are ideal for comparing quantities. Choose colors wisely. Colors can enhance the understanding of data but can also mislead. Use a limited color palette and ensure that your color choices are accessible to those with color vision deficiencies. Provide context. Always include titles, labels, and legends. This context helps viewers understand what they're looking at and why it's important. By implementing these best practices, you can ensure your visualizations effectively communicate the intended insights without overwhelming your audience. Types of visualizations and their applications. Understanding the various types of visualizations and when to use them is crucial for effective data presentation. Here are some common visualization types and their applications. Bar charts, ideal for comparing quantities across different categories. For instance, a bar chart could show the number of users across different platforms, iOS, Android, web. Line charts, perfect for illustrating trends over time. For example, a line chart could depict the growth in user engagement over several months. Pie charts, useful for displaying proportions. However, they can be less effective when there are many categories. A pie chart might show the market share of different competitors in the developer space. Scatter plots, great for showing the relationship between two variables. For example, a scatter plot could illustrate the correlation between user satisfaction scores and product usage frequency. Heat maps, effective for showing data density or intensity. A heat map could reveal areas of high user activity on a website. When selecting a visualization type, consider the message you want to convey, the data you have, and the audience's preferences. This strategic approach will enhance the clarity and impact of your visualizations. Creating impactful dashboards. Dashboards are powerful tools for data visualization, allowing for real-time insights and analytics. Here are some key strategies for creating impactful dashboards. Define your objectives. What key performance indicators, KPIs, do you want to track? Define your objectives to ensure your dashboard effectively meets your needs. Organize layout logically. Arrange dashboard elements in a way that guides the viewer's eye. Place the most critical information at the top or center, where it's most noticeable. Use interactive elements. Incorporate filters and drill-down options to allow users to explore the data further. This interactivity can enhance user engagement and understanding. Maintain consistency. Use consistent colors, fonts, and styles throughout the dashboard. Consistency helps users become acclimated to the layout and improves overall readability. Test with users. Before finalizing a dashboard, gather feedback from actual users. Test its usability to ensure that it meets their needs and expectations. Visual hierarchy. Establish a visual hierarchy by varying font sizes and weights. This guides the viewer's attention to the most important data points first. Limit the number of visuals. Too many visuals can overwhelm users. Focus on the most relevant charts and graphs that align with your objectives. By applying these principles, you can create dashboards that are not only visually appealing but also functional, providing clear insights at a glance. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered essential data visualization techniques, including best practices, various types of visualizations, and strategies for creating impactful dashboards. By mastering these concepts, you will be equipped to present data in a way that is clear, engaging, and effective. Remember, the goal of any visualization is to communicate insights effectively and support informed decision-making. Reflection questions: how can you apply the best practices in data visualization to improve your current data presentations? Which type of visualization do you believe would be most effective for displaying your project data, and why? What steps will you take to ensure that your dashboard design is user-centric and visually effective?